His name is Hugo, Mama Jean. The boy who's been working for Papa George? The one who stole from him? He caught his fingers in the door downstairs. What is he doing here? But before Isabel could answer, the old woman led Hugo to the bedroom. Come here, let me see this in the light, she said. She moved the socks she'd been darning and set him down on a chair near the large wooden armoire underneath the lamp. She took his hand and tried to straighten his fingers. Again, Hugo screamed in pain. You've hurt yourself pretty badly, young man. She disappeared for a few moments and came back with some chips of ice wrapped in a cloth napkin, which she handed to Hugo. Here, hold this on your fingers. Then she turned to Isabel. I thought you were coming home tonight with Papa George. Hugo was still angry that Isabel hadn't told her godfather she had stolen the notebook herself, and considering what she had done to his hand, he thought she should at least tell her godmother. But all Isabel did was look at him. Hugo winced in pain as he balanced the ice on his bruised fingers, which were resting on his lap. With his good hand, he removed his half of the drawing from his pocket and said, We have something we want to ask you. Not now, Hugo, I said not now, yelled Isabel. She tried to snatch the drawing away from her godmother, but it was too late. The old woman had already taken it. Where did you get this? She asked in a stunned whisper. Give her the other half of the drawing, Isabel, said Hugo. Reluctantly, Isabel reached into her pocket. She took out her half of the drawing. Holding the two halves, Isabel's godmother looked from the paper to the children. A mechanical man drew it, said Hugo.
That's not possible. I don't understand, said the old woman, her eyes filling with tears.
I have the mechanical man, said Hugo. You stole it, you mean, said Isabel.
You have the mechanical man, but that can't be.
I found it.
What do you mean you found it?
Isabel's godmother asked. I found it after the fire in the museum, said Hugo. I fixed it with pieces from your husband's toy booth, and I wound it up using Isabel's key.
What key?
Isabel's face turned white.
What key, Isabel?
Slowly, Isabel reached into the neck of her dress and pulled out the key on its chain.
My key! Cried her godmother. I thought I'd lost it.
Tears formed in Isabel's eyes.
I'm sorry, I...
You stole it? Said Hugo, shocked.
It's the only thing I've ever taken. I swear, I just thought it was pretty,
Isabel said to her godmother.
Please don't be mad at me. I thought you wouldn't miss it. Oh, heavens!
The old woman brushed her hair from her face.
I'm surrounded by thieves.
She collected herself, wiped her tears, and put down the two halves of the drawing. Hugo quickly snatched them up. A change came over the old woman as she straightened her dress and said,
Take that drawing away. We can't dredge up the past now. And whatever happens, don't let Papa George see it. And put the key back in your dress, Isabel. You need to take good care of it.
She wiped her eyes again. Isabel smiled slightly and tucked the key back into her dress.
Please tell us what's going on, said Hugo.
No. The only thing I'll say is that I need to protect my husband, and the best way for me to do that is to just forget about all this. Trust me, we must never speak of this again.